This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We have talked a bit on the program, I think, about the bills and some new laws, too, that are happening in most, if not all, states to reform or restrict voting rights, which, call it, kind of depends on where you sit on the political spectrum, right? But even though we are talking state laws here, there's a whole lot of national money at play, both for and against. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one from Washington.
There's been a fight over the right to vote throughout American history, says Michael Waldman, president of the Brennan Center for Justice.
It's gone into hyperdrive, though, in the last year. And that has animated this new wave of voting law proposals and restrictions in a way that none of us have seen before.
The Brennan Center is tracking at least 361 bills in 47 states that it says have restrictive provisions.
This is a massively powerful center of gravity now on the right. It has become a fundraising issue.
Republican groups are spending big on efforts to change voting laws in dozens of states, saying they are pushing for reforms, not restrictions. And it has been good for fundraising.
Our membership base is very encouraged that we are working in this space.
Jessica Anderson is the executive director of Heritage Action for America, which plans to spend $24 million over 2 years.
Spread out in eight, what we would consider targeted states. Two of them we've already begun our spending and grassroots work in, Georgia and Arizona.
The group is pushing for voter ID requirements, limits on absentee voting, and ending same-day voter registration. Anderson points to their successful campaign to help push the Georgia voter law over the finish line, which Heritage Action is now running ads nationwide to defend.
Heritage Action for America was proud to support Georgia's election reform.
On the left, groups like End Citizens United and the Let America Vote Fund have partnered with the National Democratic Redistricting Committee on a $30 million effort to fight the more restrictive bills and to support federal legislation to expand voting rights. But that's probably not all the money going into this. Jay Riestenberg is with the group Common Cause, which advocates for more accessible voting.
Well, the truth is we'll never really know because a lot of these groups do not disclose their spending or where their funding comes from. But I think we're well in the area of over $100 million on both sides.
And with so many bills moving through so many state houses, even more political cash is likely on the way. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.